Good morning. Welcome to Common Thread. Welcome to our Monday morning meditation. Every week we do one of our core contemplative practices together. Today, self-examination. Examine, we call it. It'll go better if you've got something to write with, so you may want to gather that up. And at the end of each meditation, I'll invite us to, together, do an extra practice over the course of the week. Now, later on, we'll create ways that we can connect around those practices, maybe troubleshoot them, talk about where we're growing. So, welcome. I'm really glad you're doing this with me. Welcome. So take a breath and let's begin together finding a comfortable place in our bodies, comfortable place in our minds. Breath in and relax. Allow your eyes to lower or close. If you're walking, relax into an easy stride and let your breath slow down. And let's pay attention to it. Pay attention to how our breath feels, slowly in, slowly out. How does it feel? How does it sound? And as we're doing that, breathing in, breathing out, let's also relax our bodies, starting with our faces, our forehead, around our eyes, through our jaw, breathing in and relaxing to our neck, letting our shoulders drop, breathing in and relaxing as we exhale. Upper back, lower back, around our bellies, slow breathing and relaxing. Down our arms into our hands. Down our legs into our feet. And take a few moments breathing and relaxing, holding our bodies in our attention. And on the breath out, as we exhale, see if we can go down another layer. Seems like we can always relax just a little bit more. Take a few moments. And for our self-examination today and through the week, let's consider this question. Let's consider, are we living beyond our comfort? Are we doing what is good, what is healthy, what is helpful, even when it's uncomfortable? In a moment, we'll take some time to reflect on our lives, our habits, our days, asking ourselves, are we living bigger than comfortable? And as we do, see if something comes up for you. I'll suggest a few areas to consider, but you are listening for the interior nudges of your own inner voice, your own quiet wisdom. So listen within. And we do this exercise because our comfortable habit, it gets so deep inside of us that we often don't see it. So we'll ask the questions, we'll explore, we'll examine. And then when we find some place that comfortable is dictating our lives, we create small exercises. In the lesson recently, we called them attachment breaking exercises. And so if an inner nudge comes, think about some baby step exercise that might help you live bigger than the habit of comfort. So continue breathing and relaxing. And let's explore the rhythms of our days. Take a moment. You may want to pause the recording and think about the patterns around your rising and your going to bed, your eating, how you are in your house, how you are at work, how you are at play. Because rhythms are comfort and we stay in comfort. So is there anything there for you? Take a moment, maybe pause, reflect on your patterns, your rhythms. When I did the exercise, I realized a silly thing. I have a habit. I am very comfortable not sitting down for lunch. And the inner nudge came as, you know, it's a little self-important, isn't it? Is my work really so important that I ignore my body? Yeah, that doesn't seem right. How about your daily rhythm? See if anything comes up. And if so, jot it down, create an exercise, take another moment. And how about learning? Learning something you don't know. I had to learn a new computer this week, showed me how much I stay in my comfort. Learning new stuff, it just is uncomfortable. Sometimes a little exhausting. Feelings, yep. Incompetent, overwhelmed. So any nudges there for you when you consider learning outside of your normal areas? And if so, again, a plan. Maybe call a friend. Talk about some exercise that could help you push against being limited by comfort. Maybe a reading exercise. Learning a new kind of cooking, a new interpersonal skill. Maybe delegating, team building, conflict. Take a moment, maybe pause. Learning beyond your comfortable. Anything there? And finally, what about doing good? What about acting on goodness? Because being comfortable can hold us back. Sometimes doing good feels showy, feels presumptuous, maybe because it's unfamiliar. Maybe we're concerned we might get it wrong, and that's uncomfortable. So is comfort holding you back from doing good? Or maybe too busy or too distracted has become your comfortable place. And so it doesn't even come into your mind doing good. Is there anything there for you? A nudge? An inner whisper? And if so, a plan, an exercise, push back. Google's really helpful for that. Google how to do good. Maybe you can make a baby step plan with a loved one. I did that with my grandkids. How could you push back on the inertia of comfortable doing good? Take another moment. An indwelling divine, may we not be held back by the habit of comfort. May we rise above the limits of comfort, and may we live accessing the deepest within. Amen. Well, I hope yours is a good week. I also hope you'll join me. I'm going to try and do the formal examine practice, the 10-minute practice, at least once this week, and I'm going to set a reminder to carry with me to keep thinking about how does comfort hold me back. Maybe you join me. How could we push back? How could we take baby steps to help us push back? Because baby steps are steps. Anyway, I pray a growing week for you, and I'll see you Sunday.